Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is June 1st, Tuesday, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, today marks the official start to the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season. We did have an early season named Storm with a tropical storm that developed on May 22nd, but it was very short-lived and did not affect the contiguous United States. Some good news is that the National Hurricane Center is not expecting any tropical development over the next 5 days. You can follow the latest tropical information from the National Hurricane Center in Miami by going to nhc.noaa.gov. That's nhc.noaa.gov. Your jobs here in the area: Sprout Therapy is looking for a registered behavioral technician. RBT certification is required. Sun and Lake Medical Group is looking for a front desk receptionist. Bilingual fluency is preferred. And the Sunshine Method is looking for an ESC tutor, a bachelor's degree in a relevant field, and 2 years of mentoring and tutoring experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked up, protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather reporting and forecast. Your weather conditions: a few clouds, temperature 84 degrees Fahrenheit with a dew point at 66, relative humidity 55%, heat index is 86, winds northeast at 9 miles an hour, the visibility is 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.17 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny early this morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms late this morning and afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear, isolated showers and thunderstorms early in the evening. Lows in the upper 60s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, mostly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% 50% chance of rain, and Wednesday night partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Make sure to keep your umbrella nearby, folks, because the forecast says it's going to be wet. That is your Hardy Midday Weather Report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. People have been buying more strawberries during the pandemic, which has increased demand for the starter plants farmers use to grow the crop. Northern California nurseries that produce strawberry transplants are reporting more orders to meet demand in every North American growing region. Plant breeders have also been developing strawberry plants that yield more berries and resist plant disease while retaining high flavor. The USDA's quarterly ag trade forecast projects fiscal year 2021 U.S. farm exports at $164 billion, the highest on record. This represents an increase of 21% from last fiscal year and a $7 billion increase from USDA's previous forecast published in February. The previous export record of $152.3 billion was set in 2014. Key drivers of the surge include a record outlook for China, record export volumes and values for several key products, sharply higher commodity prices, and reduced foreign competition. A market analyst says corn is one of the U.S. commodities being punished by the sudden shift in Chinese trade policy. AgriMarketing.com reports Global Commodity Analytics President Mike Zuzolo says custom authorities in China began restricting imports last week. He says high commodity prices prompted the move as China works to recover from the pandemic. Bloomberg reports several Chinese feed mills recently canceled U.S. cargoes, but Zuzolo doesn't expect China's appetite for corn to be significantly curtailed.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the Original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The Department of Agriculture will not seek to overturn a court ruling ordering the nation's hog processing facilities to operate at slower line speeds. Good news for United Food and Commercial Workers International, which had asked the USDA to respect the court decision. The court had held that USDA acted unlawfully when it refused to consider the impact of eliminating line speeds on worker health and safety in its new swine inspection system issued in the months prior to the pandemic. Mark Lauritsen, national head of UFCW's meatpacking operations, spoke with the Ag Information Network.
If COVID did anything, it should have taught us that if the workers in meatpacking plants aren't safe, the entire food supply chain is not safe. If we're not safe in those workplaces, it jeopardizes the hog producer, who then will have no place to sell their hogs. It jeopardizes the retailer, who will have no product to sell. So what we want to do is work with USDA, work with all the stakeholders involved to make sure that those plants are as absolutely safe as possible so the entire food supply chain stays intact and doesn't suffer like it did last year at this time.
The National Pork Producers Council had urged the USDA to appeal the ruling. Its own analysis says the ruling would result in a 2.5% loss in pork packing plant capacity nationwide and more than $80 million in reduced income for some small hog farmers.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brannard. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. Now I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Greg Clugston. U.S. construction spending posted a modest 0.2% gain in April as strength in housing offset further weakness in non-residential construction. London's Heathrow Airport has reopened a terminal that was shut down during the coronavirus pandemic.
The terminal will handle passengers arriving from high-risk countries. Britain has barred travelers from a red list of 43 coronavirus hotspots, including India, Brazil, and Turkey. UK citizens and residents returning from those countries face a mandatory 10-day quarantine in a hotel.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The movie theater chain AMC is raising more than $230 million through an 8.5 million share sale. It's cashing in on the meme stock frenzy that has sent its stock price up more than 1,100% over the past year. With business, I'm Greg Clugston.
Westford Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The NBA's top-seeded Utah Jazz dropped the opening game of their first-round series to Memphis, but since then they've won three straight to take control of the series, including a 120-113 win over the Grizzlies last night. Donovan Mitchell led the way with 30 points, says they need one more victory.
We came in happy for the win, but we didn't really come in the locker room like we got one. Job's not done. We have to go there and take care of home court back in Utah.
Game 5 Wednesday in Utah. Washington avoided a sweep with a 122-114 win over Philadelphia. Russell Westbrook with a triple-double of 19 points, 21 rebounds, and 14 assists says,
"We know it's going to go home for us from now on, and we just got to take one game at a time. Can't win four games or three games in one night. Just win one, and then after that, you figure it out."
Game 5 is Wednesday in Philadelphia. Coming up tonight, Boston at Brooklyn. The Nets lead the series 3-1. Portland plays at Denver. The Lakers at Phoenix. Those two series tied at 2. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL playoffs, Montreal won Game 7 over Toronto 3-1. Maple Leafs defenseman Morgan Riley says this Game 7 loss is the hardest to take of Toronto's last 5 first-round playoff exits.
"We let an opportunity slip that's, you know, not acceptable, you know, by our standards. It makes the loss a lot worse than anything we've had to deal with before."
Casey Cizikas had a breakaway goal with 14:48 gone in overtime, giving the New York Islanders a 4-3 win over Boston. The series tied at 1. The American League Finals, Tampa Bay 3-1 over New York, Minnesota 3, Baltimore 2 in 10 innings. The White Sox split with Cleveland. Houston beat Boston 11-2, Seattle 6-5 over Oakland. In the National League, it was Cincinnati 11, Philadelphia 1, Chicago 7-2 over San Diego. Atlanta 5, Washington 3, the LA Dodgers 9, St. Louis 4, and the New York Mets 6-2 over Arizona. 3 Interleague Finals, Milwaukee 3-2 over Detroit in 10 innings. San Francisco clobbered the LA Angels 6-1. It was Kansas City 7-3 over Pittsburgh. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for today: the reward for a job well done is more work. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.